Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Right now, I am talking to the band known as Inoculation from Cleveland, Ohio. Their new album is freaking awesome. Celestial Putridity out on Maggot Stomp Records. Been blasting this one. Very, very cool. So first off, welcome to the show, and introduce yourself and tell us what you do with Inoculation.
I'm Anthony, and I do guitar and vocals in Inoculation.
And I'm Nick, and I play bass and do vocals as well.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations on the success of the album.
Thank you. Yeah,
this is, I think, your second full length. Is that right?
Yes.
From your end, I'm not a musician myself. From your end, what's it like releasing something that I'm sure you've worked on for a very, very long time, but not really being able to get the live feedback from it that you usually are from, like, a release show? What's it like? Is it a strange feeling?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I'm kind of more waiting for those days. You know, I'm kind of reserving that because there has been, some pretty great response from it just online. Just mm-hmm. everything people have been telling me. So, I can't wait to see what people do.
It's weird. Normally, like, you kind of, the first gauge normally of new songs is like trying out and playing it live.
Yep.
And you kind of hear how people think of the songs they tell you after the show. But with this, it's kind of just been like,
here it is.
Yeah. Us just, hey, we all think it sounds good. So let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
So definitely weird.
Okay. So you guys are based out of Cleveland. I know with, things opening up, you know, here and there, and it looks like there's a push to be able to have shows coming up with the massive influx of vaccinations and stuff across America. Do you guys have anything on the books? Do you guys planning on any shows coming up?
Yeah, we actually have a show in Columbus, Ohio, like 2 hours south of us, June 5th, which is a stacked cool. show with 200 stab wounds, limb splitter, mutilatred, and Carnegie. So that's lots of sick Ohio bands, and that'll be a super fun first show back.
Dude, yes.
We've actually played, this will be our third show back. We played a seated show in the beginning of the year, and then we played an outdoor skate park show. So we've had a little taste of it, but we're definitely ready to get back in the full swing of it.
I feel like people are just going to be ready. It's going to be like that obituary MTV video that we remember. Like, stage diving, going nuts, man.
Yeah. I think people are definitely ready for it. And judging from the skate park show we played, that was kind of like we announced it like the day before and we just kind of rolled up and did it. And like a bunch of people showed up and you could tell people are ready.
People drove from Columbus and Canton and all over.
That's to come sick. Out.
Yeah, it was cool,
man.
I'm ready.
So I wanted to ask about Cleveland. So I like a lot of Cleveland music, but a lot of the Cleveland music that I know happens to be more on like the hardcore end, like Integrity and Ringworm, and like In Cold Blood. Can you tell me like what are some of your favorite Cleveland bands that I should also know about? I mean, aside from you guys, of course.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, Pillars is a sick band. They were one of the first bands we went out on the road with. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really know what to call them. I think they consider themselves crusty punk.
Yeah, like really heavy though.
Yeah.
Atomic Witch.
Yeah, they're
awesome. It's a sick band. They're like kind of like thrashy with falsettos in it.
Nice.
There's definitely a lot, like a decent mix of a lot of different stuff in Cleveland.
Yeah, and
there's
like Tusk is a sick band too.
Straightforward
speed death metal.
Also, like old school bands from Cleveland, like Embalmer and Regurgitation, like Nunslaughter and stuff like that.
Oh, I know Nunslaughter. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it forever and holding it down in Cleveland. So
yeah,
it's definitely some cool bands to check out.
Cool, man. Well, now you guys are born from the Cleveland scene, but I want to know specifically about the origin story of Inoculation, the inoculation of Inoculation. Can you break that down a little bit? I'm sure you've, you know, told this story several times on interviews, but if you could give me a brief little rundown.
Well, Inoculation's been a band. We just had our 10-year anniversary.
Saw that. Yeah.
And it started when I was in high school, with a completely different lineup.
Okay.
We released a couple demos, we released demos and played a bunch of local shows and things were going like decent. We were just doing local stuff. Through multiple lineup changes, multiple lineup changes, Nick and our current drummer, Charlie, got in about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been rocking. We were originally a 5-piece with them. There was a couple other people.
Yeah.
And then we ditched the singer, another guitar player. And now we're just doing the 3-piece thing. We have been doing that for 3 years now. And ever since we did that, things like kind of clicked with all of us. We really started to gel together. And I think that's when our music started getting better and just, we all had the same goal with it. So it was, that happened and that brought us to where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been a long time coming, kind of.
Do you guys have a different approach, stripping down from a 5-piece to a 3-piece? Do you guys kind of strip it down a little bit more bare bones?
Pretty much. I mean, like as a bass player, I have a little more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like interesting because we were a 5-piece for maybe like what, 2 years?
2.5 years, yeah.
So like I was still learning to play with everyone and getting to know them as just a bass player with having two guitars. And then so many practices with just the three of us made us really realize that we can do it as a 3-piece. And I just went out of my way to just try to fill out that space a little more with maybe a little more, you know, grit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing, but as a songwriter, it gives me a little more freedom as well.
Totally.
So that's great. I really like that aspect of it. And I love playing with both these guys a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like perfect for me.
When touring time comes, it'll probably be easier to fit, you know, all your gear in just you three guys. So.
Oh yeah. We can do it. And we have just our van that we have bunks built in it. So we can all sleep in our van. Keep all our gear and everything in there. And
no trailer.
Yeah, we don't need a trailer. We don't need to get a hotel. We got our van specifically for that and built it so we could not have to deal with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so we're obviously still in a pandemic, but we're kind of toward the end of the pandemic. Hopefully, cross our fingers, right?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. In your opinion, how has the pandemic affected the way the band operates, or has it not really?
It definitely has, in a sense, because we were playing a lot of shows, but we just, instead of, you know, we realized that we were only, if we still practiced during the lockdown, we were only going to see each other, really. And, you know, I have to be extra safe because I work in kitchens, so I'm always, you know, already washing my hands a ton and all that kind of stuff. But I think we shifted our time. Instead of preparing for shows, we broke down and wrote the album pretty much.
Okay.
And wrote a lot. We just, we really just kept on practicing more. We like, that's around when we started practicing twice a week.
Yeah.
Because we were like, we got nothing else to do. So we really just started, we just practiced as much as possible. We learned a couple cover songs that we might eventually do something with someday. We just tried to stay busy because it was the only thing to do.
Totally.
Why not?
Yeah.
So this album that I'm holding, Celestial Putridity, it's the new album by Inoculation. So you guys wrote this during the lockdown or during quarantine, during the pandemic?
We started, we had maybe three songs.
Yeah, like almost like two songs and like a bare bones one maybe.
Yeah, before, going into it. Yeah, going into it. And we had plans to do a West Coast tour, like a whole country really tour right before the lockdown started. So we had plans to like kind of like stop writing and start practicing the music and get ready for this tour. And then everything shut down. So once that happened, we're like, well, we might as well just knock out this album.
Yeah.
And we finished writing it within like the next like 2 months.
Yeah.
Once, because there was nothing else to do but write music, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were done recording in the end of August. So,
yeah.
Was there any like any idea about maybe holding off until you're ready to tour? Or did you want to put the album out, you know, now and just get it out there?
We were ready to put it out.
Yeah,
for sure. We figured, okay, why not?
Yeah.
There's, I mean, the thing is like you're the label you're on, Maggot Stomp, is continuing to put out awesome stuff. And I chatted with Scott, the founder of Maggot Stomp a few months back. And, you know, if you're a fan of what you like on this record, go back and check it out and you'll be able to hear a bunch of other sweet bands that he mentioned. But tell me a little bit about how you guys got hooked up with Maggot Stomp and Scott at Maggot Stomp.
Well, I mean, I was, Maggot Stomp was like originally, he was making pins only.
Okay.
And I was buying them and he had messaged me on, I think, Instagram and was like, Tony and I had worked in another project called Abraded. And that was a Maggot Stomp release as well. But because he asked if we had vinyls, if you could get one, we didn't make any. So he's like, hey, can I make them for you? So
yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. Like,
yeah. So he kind of hit us up with that. And then that came out. And then we're doing Inoculation stuff. And he was like, yo, I like this too. Can I release it? Or he asked us to do a 2-song demo for 7-inch. And that's pretty much how that happened.
Cool. Right on. It seems pretty easy then.
Yeah. It was Scott's a great dude. He's great to work with.
Absolutely.
There's no complaints.
Right on, man. Well, okay. So let's go back a little bit. What is, let's say, so I like to ask people what their favorite or their first metal album they ever purchased was. Let's start with that.
Ooh. My first metal album was my first album that I ever purchased. Cool. It was Injustice for All.
Nice. I love that album.
Allowance money, you know, when I was like probably like 8 or 9.
Yep.
I think I saw it at Kohl's in the shop with my mom.
They had Metallica CD at Kohl's?
There, I kind of snapped it.
Wow.
I think I saw it on the end cap. I don't know, maybe a Sears or something. I don't remember. You know, I don't smoke too much weed.
I think my first one was Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Cool.
I think that was the first like actual metal album, because it was a lot of AC/DC and stuff like that. Black Sabbath was the first one that got me into the segue of heavier stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we know the first album you purchased, what was the first metal t-shirt you ever purchased?
Oh, I think I still have mine actually. I keep
okay. All
my Shadows Fall. It just said Shadows Fall and it had like keys and like a banner or something that said Massachusetts. I was in like 7th grade.
Yeah. That was one of the first big metal shows I went to, was Shadows Fall, Unearth, and Shai-Hulud. And I saw that and I didn't know what people were doing in the pit. They were like spin kicking each other and I was like, what's going on? But yeah, it was a good show. What about you, man?
My first metal shirt was Megadeth, the Peace Cells.
Okay, right on.
I still wear it. It has a bunch of has a bunch of holes in it from when I used to wear a stud belt all the time in high school. But I still wear it every now and then. Still fits.
I got like my t-shirts would get ripped up because I would wear the studded belts and I would skateboard and it would just rip them up. So I feel your pain. Okay, man. Well, so I see you're drinking a beer. What is the cheap beer of choice for inoculation?
High Life.
Okay.
High Life all day.
Sponsor them. High Life.
We're none of us are really honestly that big of drinkers.
Okay. I actually haven't had a beer in like over a year now.
Okay.
So,
but we just like smoke a lot of weed.
If I had to pick a beer, because I used to be like into like the craft beers and stuff. Mm-hmm. My favorite beer of all time was the Torpedo Sierra Nevada.
Okay, nice.
But yeah.
All right. So over here on the West Coast, there is a lot of weed. Obviously, is weed legal where you're at?
Not yet. It's medical. Yeah.
Okay.
Decriminalized completely as well.
Yeah. So it's right around the corner, like, I assume.
You just get like a fine, I think.
Yeah. Although Michigan right next to us is legal. New York just became legal. Mm-hmm. So I imagine we'll get it legal soon enough.
If someone came up to you like a master grower and they wanted to do an inoculation strain, what would it be like? Would it be like a very heady? Would it be like more indica, sativa? What would it be like?
It would have to take you to outer space.
Oh yeah, it's got to be some crazy.
Like, I want my galaxy like, strains.
There's aliens peeking through your windows.
Yeah,
you're paranoid.
Yeah. Dude. Take you right up to outer space. See,
that's how we come up with the riffs.
I mean. Yeah.
I picture the alien on the Blood Incantation album, just like after he smoked one of your guys' joints.
Yeah.
He's just thinking about the shapes flying by him.
Totally. That's all. Yeah. Well, let's make that happen. Let's make that happen. And
for
when,
sure.
when you come to the Northwest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be honored.
Okay. So, what are your guys's, thoughts on, the current underground, like crazy amount of awesome sick death metal bands there are right now? What has been what are you guys' theories about why there's such a rich underground in death metal right now?
It's weird because it's awesome.
There you go.
Because people are cool again.
Yeah. It's weird though, like we've been playing for like long enough.
Yeah.
We've been playing for 10 years to where like I remember like when no one like cared like at all, and we were like fighting to get people to like come to shows and stuff. Everybody just wanted to listen to deathcore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just like, but it's really in the past couple of years, it's been great. I don't know I don't really know what it is. It's just how things happen, I guess. And it's striking with people in the right way. And which is awesome. I love it.
I guess I really didn't put too much thought into it. I'm just stoked. Like, I'm just like, because there's tons of awesome bands I get to listen to even and like go see or not, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's tons of great stuff going on right now.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's sweet. And a lot of sick underground labels too, is, I think, a big thing that helps is, you know, the Maggot Stomps, Desert Wastelands, Rotted Life.
Carbonized,
Life After Death, all those like sick underground labels that are allowing people to have easy access to get stuff out there, which is just makes, I feel like helps the more people get into it, you know?
Absolutely, man. And so along those lines and thinking about within the genre of death metal, we all know, you know, the quote unquote big four of thrash, American thrash metal, Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax. But between you two, what is your personal big four of death metal? And you guys can decide on that. Big four of death metal between you two.
Definitely death.
Death has got to be in there.
Is this American or
doesn't matter? Doesn't matter. Big four of death metal. All together.
altogether. Death is still in there.
Yeah, 100%.
The other three are like,
I personally would pick Carcass.
Okay. Carcass. We can throw Carcass in there. I don't know if they'd be in my top four, but they'd definitely be very close.
We would probably agree on Deicide. Top four.
But I mean, there's also Cannibal Corpse. I feel like Cannibal Corpse deserves it more than Deicide.
Fair. This is a tough one.
Hey, you know what?
Like Entombed or something like
that. Let's break this down. Let's break this down. You guys get your own big four each. Why don't you, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. Death, Cannibal Corpse. Death, Cannibal Corpse for sure. And then I feel like you got to go with Entombed.
Okay.
They locked like a whole separate genre. Mm,
definitely.
And then I feel like it's like Morbid Angel.
Yeah.
That was.
I feel like Morbid Angel's got to be in there because they had a little bit, they had a unique sound that I think really influenced like a lot of people.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Death, Cannibal Corpse, Entombed, Morbid Angel.
I would say Death, Morbid Angel, Entombed. And it's a toss up for me between Carcass and Deicide because they're just so like their own thing. No one really sounds like Deicide at all, no matter how many people try.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's like, cause there's some bands that are so influential, but then there's some bands like you just can't even no one can recreate anything.
Because they're
like
so original,
That's why I think it's hard with death metal. It's a little more of a, honestly, like a broad spectrum, even though it's a subgenre of like rock. Rock sounds like rock.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out of the boundaries of rock, you're in a different subgenre. Death metal is, it's so crazy. There's so many different soundscapes.
Yeah, it's true.
So, all right, guys. Well, I don't want to take up all your time today, but I do have one final question before we get into, you know, where people can find you and all that stuff. But if you could, and show us, if you can, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar. And show us if you can.
Well, this is easy for me.
Oh, you got one right there.
I don't know if you can see this. Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
I work in a kitchen, and I work in an Italian restaurant with these giant cauldrons of sauce.
Okay.
And I went to grab the stirring, big metal stir, and I grabbed it like just upside down. It was boiling and it hit my arm and burned it. Yep.
Is that recent?
Friday.
Okay. Because that scar is very obvious. Yeah. Yeah. It's like still very much there.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. It's okay.
Brutal.
I think mine is, I don't know if you can see it still, but it's like right over here, there's like lines going down that gets, they're small and then they get longer.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I was riding a bike and my, the chain like popped off and my foot slipped and the gear was turning still and it like sliced into my skin and I had perfectly parallel like lines deeply cut that like started small and then got longer as they went down in like a pyramid.
Jesus.
And like my skin in between was all like flappy because the cuts were so close. Oh, and I remember I was 10 and my friend was like, should we like go get somebody? And I was like, no, dude, let's look at it more. This looks sweet. I'm just bleeding everywhere.
Yeah. Damn,
that's a good question.
Flappy skin. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, what's a goal for the band? You know, obviously things are starting to hopefully open up. You guys have a few shows lined up, whatnot. What are some goals you guys have?
Sure. Yeah. And find another universe outside of our own.
Yes.
But tour as soon as we can.
Tour.
Have you guys been over to overseas yet?
No. We haven't even been to the West Coast yet.
Okay. All right.
That was but before lockdown, we had our biggest tour we were ever going to do. It was supposed to happen where we were pretty much going all around.
Yep.
And then that got shut down. So we're ready to pick up right where we were about to be leaving off at.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I hope that happens.
So hopefully we'll be out in your neck of the woods sometime soon.
That would be great. I saw you guys did have a show with Noroth coming up.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, what happened happened. But
yeah, I built a guitar for the guitar player from Noroth too.
Nice. Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Metal Mike. Right on, guys. Well, again, the name of the album is Celestial Putridity by Inoculation. You can get it from them. What's the best way to support you guys now and the best way to get the album and follow you guys?
The album is on sale through Maggot Stomp's Bandcamp.
Awesome.
We have t-shirts and other merchandise available through Holy Mountain. Right. We periodically put stuff up on our Bandcamp. And then just Instagram Inoculation_band. We post audition on Instagram and Facebook Inoculation. Keep up to date with everything.
Right on. What's one band that you want people to check out before we go?
Oh, good question.
Tribal Gaze. Just dropped an album. I think it was a full length.
It was like six or seven songs.
Yeah. Through Desert Wastelands, sick album.
Tribal Gaze. Okay.
Yeah, they're sick. Now I gotta think of one. I've been listening. I like Mortal Wound, fellow Maggot Stomp.
Yes.
They're disgusting. That's awesome.
Mortal Wound and Tribal Gaze. I like it. Any final words for the Northwest audience and Metal Shop?
Check out our album, Celestial Putridity, and keep an eye out for aliens in the sky.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.